Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com. Oh boy, every 10 episodes, Tim gets to say this because of Papa 298.
Ah, great.
What's your favorite primate?
Bonobos.
They're all awful. I hate monkeys.
Lemurs are my favorite primate.
Okay, I like lemurs. They don't necessarily count as monkeys.
No, but they're primates.
Sure.
I do like the lemurs in Animal Adventure. They're very cute.
Zaboomafoo.
Yeah.
Oh, Bigfoot yeah. has to count, right?
The what?
The Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, for Sasquatch. Sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's got to count as a primate. What's yours, Tim? Huh? Mandrills? They're scary.
No. Don't be a goofball. Mandrills. What's the question? Your
favorite primate.
Oh.
Humans?
No.
The best
Definitely
book,
not.
Best book I ever ever picked for our book club was De-Evolution by Max Brooks, and it's about like Bigfoot and Yetis, right?
Yeah, I was trying to think of all the books I read in the book club the other day when talking to Terry, and I forgot about that one.
It's so good.
It's very good.
So if you are a Bigfoot enthusiast or not,
because is it fiction, nonfiction?
It's fiction. So it's by the same author who wrote World War Z.
I was going to ask.
It's a little on the like graphic side, but it's definitely like sci-fi esque. So it's like this picturesque. What?
It's pronounced graphique.
Graphique? Graphique violence?
Graphique New York.
Graphique New York.
So there's like this like Amazon, like Jeff Bezos community set at the bottom of Mount St. Helens, right? In Washington.
Sure.
And Mount St. Helens erupts. And so the Yeti population comes down and they all get effed because they're like off grid, but on grid. But they lose their Wi-Fi connection.
Oh,
and
so they're extra fucked.
Oh my gosh.
The Yetis have Wi-Fi?
No.
Yeah. That's why they're so mad and attacking people.
Because their Wi-Fi was out.
Yeah. I really like how both of them were like, no. And both of them are like, yes. So I'm just like, wow.
They can't read anything on their Kindles. They're so pissed. They didn't bring any physical books or music because they had it all in the cloud.
Couldn't even upload an episode to the Patreon because the Wi-Fi was out on Christmas Eve. That was crazy.
Hey, Google, what's my favorite primate?
Good Lord.
Since I don't have access to your personal history or past private conversations, I don't actually know which primate is your favorite.
Guess we're screwed. No idea.
What else was that, however? Say?
Huh?
What was the rest of it?
We don't need to get into that.
All right. However.
It says, however, people usually have a type when it comes to primates based on the most people love, could it be one of these? The intellectual is the orangutan. The social star is the chimpanzee. The gentle giant is the mountain gorilla. The pocket-sized is the pygmy marmoset. And the acrobat is the gibbon.
God, you worked really hard to say all those incorrectly.
I didn't at all. It was very natural. Gibbon.
I do love baby chimpanzees.
Nope, don't like them.
Oh, they're so cute.
Face rippers.
Did we hear Ben's? Or did I forget already?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
He said Bigfoot.
Oh, duh. Well, he asked if Bigfoot counted.
Yeah, I don't think I have a favorite primate. Having a favorite primate is like a sign that you're mentally ill.
I think some of my favorite primates are our top tier patrons.
Oh, that's so good.
That's weird.
I don't have the thing. Call me with my pants down. I don't have the file up.
You put your pants on. Jesus.
She gave you like a softball over there.
You like that Segu?
Oh, nice.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm riding Tim's coattails there on that one.
Tim's.
I think Dan started with Grafique.
I did. You're right. I started this nonsense. But Tim does it with his pack opening videos for farming comments of people getting mad at him saying things
they
wrong.
They get very upset, and it helps my algorithm.
Rage baiting.
I love it.
It won't open.
Do it from memory, Dan. Come on, be good.
Do it like a pokey rap, too.
Oh,
Bastion,
there it goes.
X passes Bastion,
cider drinker.
Said Bastion twice already.
I know, because I have to put him in every other one to help.
X-Pex, Iron Maze, Tau, and Enmity, Dagna, Briar Maze, cider drinker, Kill the Sparky, Gracku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velas. that one doesn't quite work. Velas and the Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Mandy, Brooks, Chris, Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bang, and Rang, Dravix, Chiron, and anybody else that signed up since we did this. Thanks.
That was good.
That worked, that worked pretty well.
Yeah. You know? Do it again every time until you memorize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting a terrible approach.
When I was younger, I wanted to memorize the poker rap from the anime, and no.
But it changed every time.
Yeah, it changed. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah.
There were multiple versions.
But I definitely remember, you know, obviously the cadence of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. Give us your version of the poker rap using Gapapa or just PCN characters and players. And you can sing it to 603-803-3235.
Sing it.
I forgot. I started to say the address.
Or you can text your favorite primate to that number.
All of these things would entertain us greatly.
Text us pictures of your favorite primate. Text us pictures of yourself with your favorite primate.
Sit on a photocopier and then send us that picture to P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. Ooh, have my dad pick it up.
Oh, ridiculous. Ridiculous, madam. What's not, well, actually, I think it's a little ridiculous, is on Foundry, I discovered weather effects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's snowing on the map now.
He was so excited about this today.
Until I click off it, and then it goes away. So, like, when I go over here, it stops.
for you, yeah, for the video, but...
Yeah.
Still going. Whole bunch of snow. Kind of like outside right now. You don't have a ton of snow, but it's cold.
It's really cold
out.
It's winter, and if it wasn't snowing outside, but still this cold, I'd be pissed. It needs to have snow for it to be this cold and acceptable.
Yep.
Like...
I feel the same way.
Yeah. Those years when it's like -4 degrees, but not a snowflake in sight. I'm just mad about life.
Yeah. Because to me, at least snow looks nice.
It covers the gross ground.
Yeah.
I like the look of snow. But
it just rationalizes the cold for me. Mm-hmm. So like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
My PC's battery is running low. I thought it was plugged in.
We just started, Dan.
Now it's plugged in.
How you feel about the cold and snow.
Yeah, sit on a photocopier.
Put some snow on a photocopier about it. Please don't. That would mess up your photocopier. For legal reasons, that was a joke.
For legal reasons.
Do you have snow, Ben?
No, but it is cold as hell. We don't like it here.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry, you don't have snow.
That's okay.
There we go.
If y'all are waiting for me to make a joke of some sort, I don't have any queued up.
I thought Dan was about to segue that into starting the episode, but he was trying to force out some gas.
He had to burp.
I was trying to get a burp out so I could just cut it out because we don't need that.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
Just like send a photocopy of your burp to Box G.
You can cut that out too.
I forgot what my segue was going to be, but. We got snow, we got cold, we got the cold shoulder as well here at the picket beneath the brass keep. You met Tylik.
Tylik, my balls.
God damn it. Horse Captain Tylik of a Kislevite Rota of about, you know, there's about 20 guys a part of this group, all horse archers. You killed Ben with that one.
I can't see him unless it stops the snow if I look at him.
Just look on the screen.
But the screen's super... I'm over there? That's so far away.
Gotta turn my head and everything.
dumb.
Escorted you into the camp here. You've seen it now. You all got the sense that this is a little less than what you were expecting, I feel like.
Yeah.
Everybody was kind of like,
there aren't as many soldiers here, and like, it's like, if the enemy wanted to take it, they definitely could.
It's like they took the amount of cannons I expected them to be and then divided it by the amount of cannons I expected it to be, because there's one.
Okay, good.
That's a good math joke.
Yeah. I think Green Warden was extremely underwhelmed for everything all the humans had said about the picket and how it's defending them against things. She was like, yes, defending against what?
And you heard there was an army here, and like, there's six buildings for barracks, which isn't a tiny amount, but also you get the sense it's only a couple hundred people and a cannon.
This right here is a clear sign that the person in charge has not been kissing enough ass to get the proper funding for the project.
Or do we think maybe, you know, there was a larger force here, because this has been here for like
200 years.
Yes, hundreds of years. Maybe the force was much larger, but then because nothing was coming out of the keep, perhaps they started pulling their forces back slowly.
Or maybe they all just died of boredom.
I could definitely see, or the cold.
Or maybe they ran out of food and they ate all the rest of the cannons.
Or the Skaven took them inside one by one and killed them all.
That could be.
Do you think they would notice
that? The people here have got to be wondering about the increased amount of Skaven and bandit activity as of late. It would be weird not to worry about an incursion from the keep at this point.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They don't seem to like us, considering the last words we heard from Sergeant Utfried Brantner was, I guess you're here now.
Yeah, you were
are we late?
Introduced to I think he's a sergeant.
I wrote sergeant, SGT.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. I thought it'd be on his sheet of Foundry, but it's not. Sergeant Brantner here, which none of you have much experience with the military. Mina, do you have any kind of lores?
She was a soldier.
That's what I'm asking.
She's very experienced in military.
Almost.
Yeah.
No. I have language battle. And lore torture.
Wow, those are great.
I know.
I love the...
And what else do you need, really?
Yeah.
For real.
My love language is battle and hurting people.
Well, you know that the person in charge here is a Cardsburger, so you know he's not the person in charge.
Right.
Yes. Actually, you know it's Emmeline.
Right, and that is who we need to speak to. So this person can be as mean as he wants to be because, you know, he cannot hurt my feelings. Emmeline can hurt my feelings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's just, I love Tim's description of him at the end of the last episode, that it's what he thinks Bruno thinks he looks like.
Yes.
Which I think is really appropriate, because I feel like this guy actually looks a little bit like JB.
Yeah.
Like, his face looks like JB a bit, which is kind of funny to me. And so he steps out of this small building here that doesn't have any walls on two sides. I forget which two sides it is. It doesn't really matter.
Like, intentionally?
Yeah, it's open. And as you're standing there next to it, you can see that the walls that are there on the inside are murals. The south wall has a mural of Sigmar, and the north has Ulrich.
Okay. And when the building collapses, they'll kiss.
As they should.
Mm-hmm.
I want to describe that a little bit better, because I like this. Okay.
Is one portrayed with more majesty than the other? And is it Sigmar?
So it's clearly a shrine to both Sigmar and Ulrich. The south side of the pillar is carved with an image of Sigmar holding aloft a hammer, the broken bodies of orcs scattered at his feet. The north side of the pillar is carved with a cruder image of a wolf's head over a great flame. Half-melted candles cluster about the base of the pillar, along with various offerings.
So this looks to be some kind of, like, church or something like that.
Yeah, just a shrine to both. So it says it contains a single large room with a wide pillar in the center, stretching from the floor to the ceiling.
Well, that is nice that they have a place for prayer for, you know, those who worship both. I appreciate that.
Or either.
Yeah. That's kind of what
Are we being guarded at the moment? Are there guards around preventing us from just kind of wandering?
Oh, there's a couple around with Brantner, yeah, and he... You know, he had just said something along the lines of, well, you're here now. Clearly, you've already got the sense that nobody is very excited about you being here. And he says, well, I assume you'd want to talk to the Lord.
Yes, please. That would be wonderful.
All right, follow me.
Is it a lord or a lady?
Lady.
Technically, she's the commander.
Oh, okay.
But she's over here. Oh. And he just starts walking north along that path.
Now, Boris, remember to be on your best behavior in front of the lady, because she's, like, important and stuff. So, like, don't fart, I guess.
But you could turn into a kitty cat. She might like that.
Well, they don't. Well, I guess it's priest magic, so they're probably, it's not probably going to weird them out or nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I need to. I think I can just walk along with y'all.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I agree. But, like, she might like kitty cats, you know?
Or but she might be allergic, too.
Green water.
But she's please. Definitely expecting us from the, from Middenheim by order of the Graf. So we can at least be candid with her, right?
Yeah, I don't think this is a time to be clandestine, like,
no,
they know.
I'm just saying, she might like kitty cats. And, like, maybe she has a pet kitty cat at home. And if she messes her pet kitty cat, you could turn into a kitty cat for her.
I guess that could be a little Rinaldin to be a little tricksy. I get, we'll keep it in our back pocket. Okay. How about that?
I'm just saying, in this group, no idea is a bad idea.
No, you have it backwards. You mean that every idea is a bad idea in this group.
But we try them all.
That one I'll agree to.
Yeah.
An idea you can walk away from ain't a bad idea. That's what I always say.
I like that.
Like you leave it on the ground?
No, like you survive it.
Ah! Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, shoot, he's far away now.
I like that.
He just kept walking while we're talking.
I like that.
I didn't know I had to actually move my token.
So he heads up to this large building to the north east here. That look, it's much bigger than any of the other buildings. Webby's taking quite the circuitous route there. And
I had to stub out my cigar.
That was good. I was like, oh no, Ben's pulling a Tim and just going all over the place.
I can't do it anymore because the other screen's over there and it's dumb.
The whole map is already available anyway. Like, I didn't cover up anything.
That's not why I do it. I do it because it's fun.
All right. A couple guards stand outside a door to this place. All of these are just gray stone buildings with these slate roofs. They all have some smoke coming out of them from fires inside, you would probably assume. And he just knocks on these like double doors and then steps on in.
May I make an intuition test?
Or?
I would like to try to remember back to my soldier days to know of an appropriate like
greeting,
salute or greeting for the Lord Lady, but also Sergeant Brandner, so that he might hate us, but he knows that I still respect him.
Boy, get ready for the Macarena.
Yeah, just make it challenging.
I have taken one too many blows to the head. That's one negative success level.
Yeah, it's the Macarena.
Yeah, you do like a salute at him, and he just kind of looks at you like, what the hell? And then just walks in, shaking his head a little bit.
He's shaking it. You made him shake it. Yeah. It's a good dance.
Like a Polaroid picture?
He's got the little boogie.
Boogie, boogie.
I assume you all follow him inside?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you describe the general crappiness of the establishment as we're entering it? I'm curious.
It's not that crappy. So this, you hear people refer to it as the storehouse. You can see that it has a kitchen, a mess hall, and quarters, and a larder, as well as rooms for, just storage of various things.
What's a larder?
Just like food like store.
Pantry, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a food library. Like
underground sometimes.
All right.
Often, yeah. And then you see he leads you down like a hallway to like office type rooms. And standing outside of one, you see this kind of imposing woman. I'm going to bring up her picture for you.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Ooh. Very Mina-esque.
She's got two CVS receipts on her.
Right.
Well, yeah.
One of them's even folded, so it doesn't look so long.
Right.
Yeah.
So anybody one can make...
I look at her and I'm guessing that Mina should exclusively be talking to this woman.
I like her a lot.
Everybody give me a lore Reikland or like lore elf. I forget what Green Warden might have for that.
I have lore Eltharin.
I have lore beasts. Ugh. All right. If you don't have that, just give me a basic intelligence test. Challenging.
4 success levels.
Good. No?
I'm so stupid.
Do you still not have any points in lore Reikland?
Nope.
God.
I don't need it.
-3.
Wow. Green Warden?
Oh my god. Challenging, you said?
Yeah.
So slow. It's stupid. Can I have a blank card so I can copy it all out and not use Foundry?
You had weeks to do that.
I don't have a copy of the blank card.
You can sign on to a card whenever you need.
Well, teach me something about Foundry later, everybody. 4. Positive.
Wow. Okay.
For
so
my intelligence. Finally, I'm smart.
Yeah. So Webby, unsurprisingly, and maybe surprisingly, Green Warden, the two of you realize she must be a war priestess of Myrmidia.
That's actually pretty cool.
Today he got up.
Ooh. Look.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Super Metroid locations.
And she steps up, introduces herself. Welcome. I hear you from. You're from Middenheim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Hildegund Freuds. You just call me Hildegund. I assume you'd like to speak with the commander?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and.
Yes, please. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes. You as well.
I am Mina the Kingfisher. Apologies. I'm so sorry. I'm very in awe of your armor and capabilities.
Oh, it's just armor.
I know, but it is not often that I see a woman who is also a warrior in the field, if you understand my meaning.
Yes.
Oftentimes I'm just fighting stupid men.
Well, I hope we don't have to fight.
Not that I, that was not what I was insinuating. I hope to be, if anything, fighting by your side.
Okay. Hopefully we're not doing any fighting of any kind while you're here, but...
Helga?
Hildegund.
Hildegund.
Are you, single?
No, she's dedicated to Myrmidia, not you.
Yes, we can go with that. And you are?
My name is Dr. Jarrett Crumpet.
The doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Doctor of Magic.
The Doctor of Magic?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Magic.
Sorry, Dr. Wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's very well decorated. Similar to you, but very differently, of course.
Very good, yes. And who was our friend? You must be from the Lauren Forest?
You may call me Green Warden, and this is Dr. Webby Eyebrows. Can we go see Emmeline?
Another doctor?
I'm an actual doctor.
I started as a doctor and then became a wizard. I kind of switched careers late in teenhood.
We keep him away from the sharp things.
Okay. Emmeline is not available at the moment, but I can take your. I can help you at this time.
Yes.
She'll let us know when she's ready.
All right.
If you would, that would be wonderful. Would we be able to? I would like to mosey around the camp and maybe get a good look at that cannon.
Oh, well, yeah, you'll have to speak with Dagny about that. He is very protective of the cannon. He even calls it Astrid.
Oh, the cannon has a name. That is clever.
At least
of course the
Dagny.
Cannon had a name. It's a cannon, not like a child.
Can I ask you kind of a personal question?
I mean, you already have, so...
That was just a get-to-know-you question. But this... The whole picket seems like a little, I guess I was expecting something different.
Yes.
Different.
May we speak plainly?
But sure, go ahead.
In Middenheim, the picket is very aggrandized. Yes, an army
Really?
Thousands of warriors here to protect us. Or soldiers.
I could see why they would want the general populace to think that.
You know? And not obviously they are doing a good job because everybody is safe from what is in the Brass Keep currently. But yes, we were very surprised to see the number of soldiers who are here, but also the hostility of
the general dourness.
Yes, they do not seem pleased that we are here. Do you have any inkling? Do they feel like we are stepping on their feet?
I'm not entirely sure what the apparent animosity is.
So it's not generally like that. The vibe is not like.
I will say nobody wants to be here.
Gotcha.
Right. As a.
Like as a post.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I'm one of the few that have chosen to be here to help.
May I ask why you chose to be here?
As a follower of Myrmidia, I want to bring my knowledge and understanding to places that might need it. Other than Emmeline, people here seem to have a distinct lack of strategic focus, if that makes sense.
I love that.
You show your wisdom as a commander because we have inklings. I meant that as a general term, the royal commander. We have inklings that such strategy might be more important than normal around here pretty soon. A lot of whisperings of rat-headed beastmen and the like making noises and causing troubles all around. It's hard not to worry about what might be coming down the Brass Keep before too long.
You see she perks up a little bit when you mention rat-headed beastmen, and she just kind of like leans in a little bit like conspiratorially with your group. And she's like, do you have more information about these rat-headed beastmen?
Tons, yeah. They literally attack us on the way here.
You have experience with them.
So much experience.
Yeah. How long you got?
We have experience this week with them.
My goodness.
Yes, they like followed us part of the way here because of another. It's a very long story, but a woman was following us trying to come clean about her dealings with them because she joined a cult that was like in service to them and she wanted to come clean with us and help us. And then they followed her to follow us and they tried to assassinate her. So we had to fight them. And then they tried to like kill everybody in this tavern. And so we had to kill them. And now she is suffering from a like voice box injury. We had to leave her behind.
And that's just the last time we encountered them.
Yeah.
There's
been a whole mess of nonsense with rat-headed beastmen and cults in Middenheim, one of which led us to think that the Brass Keep might be somehow involved in the cult's activities.
And they are very far-reaching. They have underground tunnel systems that include the sewers in Middenheim, but we've also seen some mine activity out in the countryside as well.
Far more extensive than they would have you believe.
Yes. And not just around here either. When we were out, God, where was that?
The Jerry? Barren Hills?
Yeah, the Barren Hills. And then where was that other place where we saw the...
Not familiar.
The... You got the stick thing.
Oh, the observatory off the Reich.
Yes.
And...
down in the Reichland.
Oh, the Reichland, yes.
Yes, we also encountered Skaven there. So they are very, just like... Your normal rats, they are everywhere. They are, vermin.
Yes.
But these are larger and smarter, and they have technology, and they have different, groups of them that specialize in things. It's crazy. They have these crazy, guns that the fire.
Terrible lightning. Weapons, right?
Yes.
And strange magics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I've never fought them myself, but I've heard from Tilian mercenaries. All about it, down in Tilia in the marshlands and mountain holds and such, which makes sense with what you're saying with underground. Mm-hmm. What do you...
So they have not come through the picket and you have not fought them here?
No.
Okay.
None of these men have fought them.
We even saw...
No.
They wore the griffin.
I'm... Sorry?
They, mutated and defiled the griffin. Oh. We had to fight that. It was horrifying.
Poor majestic creature.
Yeah, it had a tummy tongue.
Okay.
And none of us are currently carrying said tummy tongue, in case you were going to ask.
No, we were told very expressly not to take things off that griffin.
Correct. Well, I will just say, as a, you know, not native to the Empire myself, I probably be the most accepting of these tales. I would probably refrain from talking of right-headed beastmen with basically anybody else in camp.
Okay. Even the actual commander?
She... For now, yes. I'll speak with her.
Okay.
After.
Help us understand. How should we refer to the commander? How should we discuss this with her? Because we will need her help.
In what kind of help are you looking for? I got word that you're coming, but I haven't quite sussed out exactly why.
I don't trust this woman. Yeah, Rainwater doesn't either.
We weren't told to tell anyone but someone that's not her, so we don't tell her.
Can I roll?
Yeah, those just hate secrets.
Yeah, Greenwarden hates secrets for sure, but she wants a classified. Can I roll like an intuition check to see if she's keeping information from us or
see if she's like
trying to detain us from seeing Emmeline, who was not in fact busy.
Yeah, give me just make it average. Actually, average intuition is good.
Can I make an intuition as well?
Sure.
I don't believe that she's really not single. Oh my god. I rolled a 13.
I don't think she actually answered you.
I told him that she wasn't single because she was dedicated to my mini.
Oh, that's right. You kind of answered four, which yeah, she was fine with.
That's five success levels.
Oh, wow. Greenwater only got four.
Wow.
He's only looking for dating advice, so.
I'm not single. It's just it's good to know if people have someone out there that's going to be worried about them. Maybe if you had any empathy.
you get the sense, Lucky, Jerry, that Hildegund here, like, she, you get the sense she didn't really know how to answer or didn't want to answer.
Ooh, all right.
You gave him hope, Dan.
Right?
Hope for what? I'm not single. Green Warden, stop thinking about my dating problem. It's not going to happen with you either. Settle down.
I love how that was all Jess.
Talk about an age difference. How old is she? Like 90-something? 100-something?
Yeah, she's up there.
I only date women triple my age.
That's right. I was here for the vampire,
a little far. Oh, yeah. No, I probably wouldn't date her.
That would just one night stand
something
for her?
Casual.
No. I'd let her bite me a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think Lucky would know what to do with himself in a one night stand situation.
Oh my god.
No. I'm outside standing in bed on top of another bed so I can sleep up there.
All right. Green Warden, you get the sense she is kind of
I feel like we're being
delaying you a bit. Yeah. Like what could be so important that she's doing in there that she can't come talk to you, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But with four success levels, you get the sense that she's genuinely curious about your group. And like Green Warden, I'm not sure how she feels about like priests, you know, human priests, if she holds them in higher regard or not. But
this one, maybe she at least has some combat prowess.
Right. You know, she's militaristically minded. I feel like Green Warden would probably respect Myrmidia as a god more than others because she's about like strategic warfare.
She has purpose and it's not without cause or direction or a plan.
Right. So you get the sense she's kind of employing that now, like strategically delaying you potentially.
I'll play along.
So how do we answer this question with giving enough truth, but not all of the details?
I mean, we were told to speak directly to the camp commander about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can just say that.
Yeah.
I have a charter with orders from the Graf, and they are for his eyes only. Her eyes only, from him.
And with that, the doors that you're standing outside of open, and somebody that could only be the commander here based on how she is dressed and presents herself. She's, you guys want to describe her?
She's got a huge face.
God. A huge face.
She looks like she should be in How to Train Your Dragon.
Right? That's accurate. Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, with like the torque on her head and holding her hair back.
Yep.
Yeah, and she's got the breastplate with the sash, and there's like the, what is it, a pauldron on one shoulder that's nice and big.
And she's got like dark
hair. She looks like an enormous barrel.
And she has like a no-nonsense expression look on her face, like she is not a woman to...
Yeah, she's squinting suspiciously to the side as though, oh, this will be good.
Yes.
She steps out and she says, oh, thank you for speaking with them, Hildy. I am Commander Emmeline von Karzberger. I understand you are here from Middenheim.
Yes.
Please step into my office. I'm sorry I kept you waiting. I was finishing up some paper report to send back to the Graf.
It's so nice to meet you.
You just did the Macarena. And she gives you that squinty-eyed look like, what? And then just walks in Mina and sits at like a desk.
But Mina's like smiling, so excited.
And she basically ignores that. But she goes and sits behind the desk, and then Hildegund goes and like stands next to her, kind of like to present them as like a unified thing here. So Emmeline says, well, let's get straight to it. I understand. Actually, I don't understand exactly why you were sent.
Green Ward. So first off, introduction. My name is Dr. Jerry Crompit. This is Mina Fisher, the
King Fisher.
Right, but what was the actual title though again?
The grass champion.
This is Webby. He's a doctor. And
no relation.
That's Green Warden. She's got the thing I think we're supposed to give you that explains why we're here a little bit better.
Oh.
I will produce the charter given to us by Princess Katarina.
Yes.
The princess. The princess sent her father's own champion?
Hmm?
I volunteered.
Ah.
Yes.
As I'm sure this writ will explain, the things that we've been dealing with are pretty niche in the experience that's generally out there to deal with them. And that has led us here to the picket.
For what purpose?
Well, as soon as Green Warren gets off her ass and gives you the threat.
I did.
When did you say that?
I did it. I presented the paper.
Whatever.
At Arena.
You did it so quietly. Do it louder.
Over once.
If I may suggest your commanderness, read first, and then we will be able to answer any and all questions. But I think that you will see the princess has everything pretty clearly outlined.
Maybe. But we actually don't know what's in there.
In a much more succinct way.
Well, we're not you. We weren't allowed to read it, so.
Yeah. Then what we could explain. We are, you know, road weary, and I apologize for our ineptitude in speech.
Very well. She takes a moment to read it, and Hildegund just kind of reads it over her shoulder.
And as a thought for the party in the background, we were allowed to show this to whoever we wanted to, so we probably could have read it.
Yeah, you never said you did, though.
We never said we did.
No.
You handed it to Green Warden.
Yo, this could have been like from Hamlet, and it could be like, dear commander, execute whoever gives you these papers. Oh, shit.
Spoiler alert.
It had a seal on it. I don't want to mess with that. That's highfalutin stuff.
Yeah.
She reads it for a minute, and then she looks up and she says, I cannot allow you to the Bryce Keep.
Why?
Please?
No. Absolutely out of the question.
Why?
First of all, I will not be complicit in the death of the Graf's champion.
Trust me, you get over it pretty quickly.
I don't think I will die. But also, I'm like the new Graf's champion. Also, I'm not even from Middenheim, so I don't think they will miss me very much. They are not happy that I am the champion.
Either way,
I beat a lot of them.
I cannot allow it in my position. Even if you did survive somehow, the things up there, the blighters, are dedicated to the chaos god of disease and filth.
Fantastic agents of chaos. Let's kill them.
Even if you survive, you bring back disease.
Let's go get them.
Webby, the mention of disease and filth, you feel a little...
Ooh, yuck.
Yeah, we gotta clean that thing top to bottom. I don't know how I always end up in this position in games where I just feel the need to clean towers, but...
Get him a bucket.
I mean, that's kind of why we're sitting here, though. You know, it's like...
It's also why I am positioned here.
I agree with that. It's a great point. I guess we should probably...
Well, there's clearly underground activity signifying something unfriendly going on in the Brass Keep. So, with all due respect, what is your plan if they begin amassing? I don't know if one cannon will be able to repel them.
The Blighters?
Well, the...
Based on
whomever they may be working with.
Our job here is to delay them as long as possible. I will send the Rota of Kislevites to ride with as much haste as possible to Middenheim to let them know, and we will fend them off as long as we possibly can.
We do have... I'm not at all trying to, you know, instigate any kind of, like, fear or anything like that, but based on some underground activity with other agents of chaos that we did witness in Middenheim, we do have reason to believe that there will be increased activity in the Brass Keep. If I may, I understand all of your trepidations 100%, and you are the commander here, so we are, you know, not at liberty to argue the point. However, I would prefer the lives of four citizens as opposed to countless soldiers. In that time, I'm sure that Kislevite riders are very swift. However, the time that it took us to get here, moving an army from Middenheim to here, will take so long. And what will happen to your men who are stationed here in trying to slow them down if they are getting reinforcements in the Brass Keep like we suspect they are?
Reinforcements, you think they are?
I do think they are reinforcements. Would you just let us...
Scout.
I mean,
scout
we were harried by cultists on our way here.
Mina, give me an average charm or language battle, whichever is better. I actually don't know which one will be better for you.
What skill is language battle? Intelligence, probably?
Probably. Languages are intelligence, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to fortune point that, because that was an 82. And that's not charming anybody.
That's not very good.
Wait, are you doing charm or language battle?
Charm.
Can I assist?
No.
Why?
Because you didn't say anything while she was making her point.
She was making great points.
I know. She did a good job.
That's
why I made an average.
Is for me not to stick my nose in there? Let me do it mechanically.
I was saying things.
I got 5 success levels. So.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
You don't need to.
So.
Make it 6.
Make it 6. Make it
now
so.
Now it's an exceptional success.
So after you kind of make your point there, make your, you know, plead your case, so I'm trying to say, Green Warden spoke up a little bit at the end as well. Emmeline looks up to Hildegund for a second, and I don't think you need a test for this. You notice Hildegund gives like the slightest little nod. And then Emmeline says, well, since we're, how did you word it before? Speaking plainly here. My biggest concern is if you were to go to the keep would be to provoke the Blighters. They might see it as a show of force.
Of course.
And then might. We haven't ever fought them before. Mm-hmm. And it could, I don't want to be the commander that has to be the one that loses the picket to this force. Because honestly, we wouldn't hold them for long.
That is completely understood.
To avoid antagonizing these specific entities, what are they like? To avoid them. Do we know what Blighters are?
Yeah, you know they're warriors of chaos, which aren't well known, but she says, well, we have had scouts have sight of them before. They're huge creatures. He's almost the size of an ogre. A little hard to tell from the distance we've been at, but covered in armor, like a lot of the warriors from the north are, just head to toe in plate. They have antlers coming out of their heads. They have giant weapons that look rusted and weeping themselves, like with pus, not like crying, disgusting things. One scout even reported that one they saw its belly was uncovered and slashed open with his entrails just hanging out, and it didn't seem to care.
That's kind of part and parcel for chaos things. I mean, we saw a big old, hesitate to use the word rat-head beastman, but it did have the head of a rat, with ogre-like proportions and swords instead of hands. Like, right out of the elbow. They don't truck with pain the same way that you'd think with it they would.
Yeah, unfortunately, those that have dedicated themselves to the ruinous powers can call upon things that us mere mortals cannot.
Well, we have had in-person exposure to such things before, and we're still kicking.
I'm sure not the Blighters, but based on our history here and what our elven friend here suggested, I might be able to allow a scout mission.
I think that seems fair and appropriate.
What would be the parameters of said mission?
Can you promise me you can stay out of sight and not do anything to provoke them?
I'll promise whatever you want.
On a map.
She looks at Green Warden when she says this.
On a map, can I see where you've sighted them before?
Yes, it would take me some time to find those records, but we have them.
I would like sighting locations. I would like commonly scouted areas. I would like the roads you use most familiarly. Places that you've already been, to know your movements to avoid antagonizing either side.
Makes sense. Yes. I'll have some my scribes work on that post haste. While they collect those things, obviously you're not going to be leaving here anytime soon. If you speak with the quartermaster, he's in the other part of the building. If you just go back outside and around, there's another door. He can set you up with lodgings and potential supplies. You're welcome to the mess.
Thank you, Commander. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? A lot of our reception seems
hostile,
unwelcoming. Is there any particular thing that's been going on? It's not unwelcoming as in rude, but...
Well, you've been sent from Middenheim.
Yeah.
We're outsiders. This is the way you all look at me when I walk through your city.
Yes, you don't quite... I'm sure you don't understand the internal politics of the province, but those Kargebergers were usurped by the Todbringers, and they essentially stole the province from us, and now we're left in this backwater area doing things like watching the picket. Yes. Terrible use of resources, as far as I'm concerned, but I...
But you do
Sigmar's name will do what I need to do for the betterment of the Empire.
Hopefully we can start to paper over some of those harsh feelings. May I offer my services to anyone who has been wounded recently in your care?
Yeah, actually, there was a scout that came back yesterday that hurt themselves while patrolling.
Where was their wound?
One of their legs.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm way into it. I'll go see them.
And she describes one of the barracks. They have like one of them has a small area for like triage, but there's not many injuries here since they don't really ever see battle.
Sure, but these things happen.
Accidents happen, yes.
When was the last time you encountered anything?
Oh, there was a small goblin raid a few weeks ago.
Where?
They came from the south. To the north is the Brass Keeps. Even the Greenskins stay away from that. They've learned.
Interesting.
And yet they came for your camp anyway.
I'm sure that we seem easier pickings than the Blighters.
Right.
That was the most action we'd seen in the last, 5 years at least.
Who was the Karsberger's guy that... we met in line to see the graph that time.
I believe his name was Rickard? Something like that. Do you bring him up?
Yeah.
I'm sure Lucky will remember his name. Let's see if I can find it. Heinrichus.
Heinrichus.
Way off. There was an R in it.
One thing that I do have to say is that despite the history not necessarily working out currently in your favor, I am regularly enamored by the dedication that you still have to Mindenheim. It wasn't just too long ago we were waiting to speak to the Graf and we ran into Heinrichus.
Yes.
Waiting in line. Seems like a guy.
Oh yeah, Hydrangeus gave us a big old stink eye.
Yeah, well, no, not at first. But we ended up, evacuating our spot in line so he could go before us. You know, as you know, Carlsbergers, have benefited Mindenheim in ways.
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that we serve Mindenheim. We serve the Empire.
That's what I was gonna say, and then I was like, no, they're not from the Empire. That's where we're from.
Take a knee, Lucky.
It's all the Empire.
Oh, it is?
The provinces are, think of them as like states, but they're more independent.
I thought...
That's why it's an empire, because all the different provinces together make up the empire, and the emperor rules over all of them, but they all have their own leaders, like governors. They have their electors, or some of them call them grafs.
Yeah, Carlsbergers do great job, empire good.
Much appreciate.
Finger guns, moonwalk away. 96.
Wow. I was hoping it was high based on that.
Wow.
96. You run into the doorway as you walk out.
Well, rusty.
If that is all, I think we have taken enough of your time, Commander. Thank you so much for entertaining this proposition.
Yeah, for real.
And we will go and speak with the quartermaster and get ourselves set up. Of course, we are at your disposal for anything you will need. If you do need, there is a random goblin attack or whatever, please consider us at your disposal for whatever you may need.
Of course. Other than Green Warden, you're all citizens of our great empire and we'll defend it as needed.
That is correct.
And Green Warden, we appreciate any assistance you're willing to give.
She gives a little nod.
Speak with the quartermaster. If you have any other questions, you can speak with Priestess Hildegund. I will collect these papers for you and think on this request.
Thank you.
And Hildegund kind of like ushers you out. And she's like, I'll show you to the quartermaster's area on the other side of the building.
Thank you.
Thank you kindly. I think that I will take this opportunity to go administer first aid to the scout who hurt his leg that might want to be replaced with something not a leg, and then also check out the nature of Irving the Cannon, who I think was his name.
Astrid.
Yep, that's the guy.
I should have said face just to make Webby go, nah, I don't care.
I was waiting for that, actually.
Right, so Webby kind of slinks away as Hildegund shows the rest of you to the other part of the storehouse, which has all like the more militaristic goods here.
Green Warden will outrightly ask at this point, I would like to speak to the scout about their accident.
I think Webby was headed there now.
Does Webby know where he's going?
He does.
Yeah, they pointed out the barracks with said scout in it.
Yeah, they kind of told him where to go.
Oh, hell yeah. This dude knows what the fuck is up.
That's the quartermaster.
Oh, my God.
Lucky and Mina meet on the side of that, or the, part of that building.
Wow.
If there is someone who's blown up more shit than Webby, it is this dude right here.
Oh, and Webby's missing out. I can only
aspire to be this kind of guy.
Boris, course, follows Webby. Or follows
what?
Lucky.
Okay.
What? I just said the wrong name again. Where
Boris
did Mina go?
Follow Lucky. Oh,
she's almost over there. I'll put the three of you over there, and Webby and Green Warden go. We'll say this barracks, the nearest one, has the triage center. But we're gonna stay at the storehouse for the moment as you meet this guy. Tim, you want to describe quartermaster? I hate his name. Habicht? Willis Habicht?
Yeah, so he looks like how I want my dad to be.
Oh, like Lucky's dad?
No, that too. Yeah, just all dad.
You mean because he doesn't have legs?
Yeah.
Well, you can't see his legs in the profile.
No, he doesn't have any. He stops at the belt, just like my dad. But he looks like, you know, somewhat senior-y, but not really. He looks like literally the protagonist's dad in any adventure movie ever. He's got like a little scar on his forehead and down his eye, and he's got like a little smirk, and he's got one of them dope like handlebar mustaches.
He looks all like white. Wolverine.
And he also looks like he got blown up a little bit like a little while ago, but on purpose because he did it, and that's what he's smiling about.
But he's got those like his like sleeves are puffy because they're like tied up.
He's got that lunch lady ripped band on there.
Yeah.
Also yeah. With alternating patterns similar to Ty Lick.
You mean stripes?
He was wearing multiple patterns. He had polka dots on one side and stripes on another.
Yeah, maybe? He's got like sweet mutton chops and...
It's a very Wolverine haircut.
But yeah. He also...
But it was like he grew it out over the course of like
and it's year. White.
But he also looks educated too.
Like, oh yeah.
He
has, just because like, he's holding a book.
He is holding a book. He's that's holding like...
Wasn't what I was going for at all. He's wearing a collared shirt. And I was like, wow, that's very academic of him.
And he's like holding his hand like Obama,
right?
When he's like,
it's almost or speeches. Like an inquisitive, like he's thinking about writing something down in that book. Mm. I like him. I like the cut of all of his jibs. I'm gonna like this guy a lot until he talks and immediately doesn't like me.
Yep. Until you ask if he's single.
Oh, I definitely neither of them are single. Got that loud and clear.
Neither of who are single.
Don't worry about it.
Neither are you, Lucky. Don't worry.
I'm not.
There's mutton chops.
Are they mutton chops?
It's like the continuous thing.
Yeah, they're mutton chops like attached to his mustache. Handlebar
mutton
yeah.
chops.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got facial hair that you could hide a gerbil in.
Except if his chin is completely exposed. Like
maybe
an animal.
His mutton chops.
Well,
you
wouldn't hide it on a chin.
Well, yeah, because he can't. There's no hair there.
Focus.
When this episode comes out, you'll have to drop the picture in the Discord. Just serve it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just make this guy the image of the podcast for the next couple months.
I like that.
Just make that the thumbnail.
But Hildegun opens the door for you, and Mina, Lucky, and Boris see this guy, and he looks up. There's like oil lanterns around in here so he can see he was writing in his book. He's just kind of like, well, how can I help you?
The commander sent us in here to talk to you about lodgings.
Oh, yes, I heard there was a group coming. Very good. Yes. Yes, I have some hammocks I can hang up for you in the next room. I don't currently have any room in the barracks, which you probably don't want to go in anyway because it's full of smelly men. But I can give you some lodgings in here. I wasn't sure what day you were arriving, so I don't have it cleared out just yet, but I can do that. And so I hang up some hammocks, I assume that you're gonna eat at the mess?
Yes, please, sir. Yes.
Good, I don't have many rations.
Wait, you are going to give us your office to sleep in?
No, not my office. No,
okay.
No.
Okay,
it is a storeroom, but it's near the kitchen. It should be plenty warm in this, these winter months, because I have some blankets.
Okay.
Do you need any help clearing it out?
No, of course not.
Okay. We ain't got nothing else to do in the meantime, so if it could be helpful, if there's a way you can put us to use, we'd be happy to do it.
Very good. Yes. Okay.
All right. What's your name, by the way?
And he, like, nods to Hildegun, just says, Hildegun? And she nods back. Villis Habicht.
Villis Habicht. Habicht. I'm actually trying to pronounce this. This isn't shtick.
Right, no, it is his name. Yeah, it's... Here, I'll put it in the chat so you can just
That's
see
That's not going to help me. Just say it three more times.
Willis Habicht.
Habicht.
Put it through Google.
Habicht.
And have it say it phonetically.
There's a B.
Habicht.
Habicht.
But there's a V too.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
Habicht.
And it's a W for Willis.
Willis. It's an anagram for ha, bitch.
I was saying it not like that on purpose. He introduces himself. He says, you can just call me Willis, though.
Oh, well, my name is Jerry. And the two that aren't with us are Green Warden and Dr. Webward. And then this is Mina Fisher, the grass champion.
And then Boris nudges you.
And Boris.
The
forget about the duck.
How could you forget boars? I can't believe you.
I'm shocked as well.
That kind of disrespect is going to put him in a right killing mood.
And he's just, he looks down at his letters and he looks back up and he's like, Green Warden is an unusual name. Doesn't sound imperial.
It's aggressively not imperial. It's more Lorwindish?
Lorien?
Lorien.
Oh, Elven.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, from the, oh, interesting. Okay, you don't see them ever around here.
For real.
I would much like to speak with them. That would seem very, be very interesting. But before you settle down for the night, come find me, especially with this Green Warden fellow. I would love to chat.
Lady, it's a her.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So what brought you here?
Hmm?
What brought you here?
I was stationed here.
Oh, how long you been here?
This post has been 8 months.
What'd you do before this?
I was working in Middenheim.
Oh, really? We're about to Middenheim. We just came from Middenheim, but you know that.
I mean, at the barracks.
Oh.
Okay.
I was quartermaster there.
Oh.
Did you know Shushman?
Commander Shushman?
Yeah.
Schutzman?
Schutzman.
Of course.
We've done a lot of work for Schutzman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't work with him much directly, since I was in charge of the military, not the city watch.
Oh, the military. So you must know Jana Eberhauer.
I've heard the name, yes.
Yeah.
The she's a wizard.
She is.
Oh, yes.
We're kind of going steady.
Okay. I worked mostly with Maximilian von Genscher.
Maximilian von Genscher. That's the name we've definitely heard before.
Yes.
You would recognize that. You met him a couple times.
We met him a couple times. He seems like a guy.
One of the Midden Marshals. Mm-hmm. Him, Schutzman, and the other guy, I can never remember his name.
Yeah.
Daryl.
And his other brother, Daryl.
All right. Well, you know you got a place to rest. Green Warden and Webby head to the barracks. You meet this scout. Essentially, the story you get is they were scouting passes to the east, where sometimes goblins come from, just to kind of, you know, be on watch. And the horse got spooked by some, like, mountain cat, and the guy was unhorsed and cut his leg bad on a rock.
Ouch.
And you see, like, his thigh has a, like, a deep wound in it that's been treated, but not to Webby standards, probably.
Rudimentarily. I'll look him straight in the eye after poking his leg a bit and say, I'm terribly sorry, there's nothing we can do. We're going to have to remove the leg.
I'm just kidding.
He's like,
I'm just joking.
Yeah, they told me it was going to be, I just need to stay off it for a while.
Well, hopefully I can hurry that up a bit. These sutures are not conducive to the skin regenerating properly. It'll have some tightness. If you give me a minute with my needle and thread, I can help you out a bit.
Okay. If you make it better, yeah.
And I'll do my magic, 3 success levels.
Nice. Yeah, you can take out the stitches that were in and redo it, and it's like way better, tighter, looks cleaner.
But my initials there, yeah.
Of course. As you're doing this, Green, you both hear a low, gravelly voice, like grumbling, somebody walking by the barracks.
Do we hear what they say, or they're just muttering?
They're just like, kind of like, what is it, Harry in Home Alone? Friggin'. Mm.
I mean, that's just white noise to me. Those are nigh identical to the grumblings of a well-worn Dennis. So it does not even register to Webby that someone's grumbling outside.
Well, with your experiences, you would both recognize it as a dwarven voice, because it'd be very different from a human.
Oh, anger immediately.
I wasn't sure. Ooh,
interest immediately.
Right, Webby's dealt with dwarves a lot in the last month or so at Middenheim. I'm not sure what Green Warden's thoughts are on dwarves, but you would reckon that this must be Degny.
The Cannon Man?
The Cannon Man that you heard the name. I think anybody here would, any character would realize that's a dwarven name. And you hear him grumbling and he goes by and he stomps into the quartermaster's office and just like slams the door open. And he's like, Havoc, you got me crap powder again. And I fit to blow up a Groby's backside. We'll see what this dwarf is all mad about next time in 299.
I think it's the powder.
I get to talk powder with a dwarf? Ooh. Is it my birthday?
And blow stuff up.
And for the record, he yells loud enough. Thanks. He yells loud enough that Webby and Green Warden could have heard what was just said.